Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Glory to God. Intuitively, you know the Bible is right. I'm using that big word. Amen. Glory to God, because the Bible is right. Glory to God. Beloved, we're in the 17th chapter of Proverbs. We're at chapter 17. We're down to verse 24. We're considering verse 24. And in God's word, verse 24 says, wisdom is before him that hath understanding. Who has understanding? Wisdom is before him that hath understanding. But the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Amen. Glory to God. To understand what this scripture is saying, we need to look in the word of God concerning this word understanding. What is this word understanding? Because the one who has understanding, wisdom is before him. Amen. Glory to God. And so we want to go into God's word because God's word is true. Amen. And look at this word in the Bible where it talks about understanding. And in the book of Proverbs, we get to Proverbs 3:13. And in Proverbs 3:13, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen. Glory to God. So right there, that tells you something. The Bible, God's word, God's counsel says, the man that has wisdom and understanding, he's happy. Glory to God. He's not alcohol, not drugs, but the man that gets understanding. Understand what? Glory to God. What is it that he needs to understand? We're going to see. Proverbs 4:5. Glory to God. In Proverbs 4:5, the counsel of God says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Amen. God's word says to get wisdom and to get understanding. Now, when you're a young person, what is it you want to get? You want to get wealth. You want to get money. You want to get success. Amen. Glory to God. God's counsel is, okay, you want to be happy, but also get wisdom and get understanding. You see, when you're young, sometimes it never occurs to you to get wisdom and understanding. You're so caught up with self-aggrandizement and success and what are you going to be when you get older, and what college do you need to go to? And you're so busy thinking about getting those things that it would never occur to you to get wisdom and to get understanding. But yet God's word says, you want to be happy? Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. And then in Proverbs 4:7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Oh, no, Pastor, I got to get that money. I got to make that money. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Oh, Pastor, of all the things I can think of, getting wisdom and understanding would be, that wouldn't even occur to me. That's right. That's why God's word is a light. God's word turns light, turns it on for you so you can see things that normally you wouldn't see. Amen. But look what this says. It says wisdom is the principal thing. It's not just something that it'd be nice if you added on, amen, to all your list of things that you want. I want a car. I want a house. I want success. I want money. I want a good mate. I want this. I want that. But rarely would a person think, wait a minute, maybe I would need some wisdom and some understanding. And the Bible goes further than that and says not only should you get it, but that it's the principal thing. Amen. That means it's extremely important. Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 7:7, it says, okay, 7:6 for context. For I at the window of my house look through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Void means none. This young man had no understanding. And what does he do? Verse 8, passing through the street near her corner, and he went away to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Amen. On and so on and so on and so on. Amen. What is this saying? Glory to God. That one void of understanding enters into sin. Of their own volition, they enter into sin. In fact, it doesn't even occur to them that this is sin. When people are not saved, when they're not born again, glory to God, without knowing it, to them, sin is fun. Stealing, robbing, fornication, drinking, carousing, amen, lying, cheating, doing all kind of abominable things, amen, glory to God. And so this young man was out there sinning, glory to God. And what did the Bible say? He was void. Void means he has no understanding. There's a scripture in Proverbs that says, sin will destroy you. Sin will destroy you, amen. Glory to God. Sin opens up all kind of doors that makes it possible for the enemy to come in and completely destroy your life. Well, a young man void of understanding, what is he doing? He's out there getting with it. Before I was saved, I was out in the street partying, getting with it, amen? And my life was going right down the drain, right into the gutter, amen? Why? Because God didn't love me? No, I was void of understanding. I was doing those things that was destroying my life, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. Thank God, God had mercy on me and looked down and saved me. Amen. Glory to God, because I had no understanding of what I was doing. I thought what I was doing was a whole lot of fun, but what it really was doing was destroying my life. Amen. Glory to God. Then when I did get saved, and I read about wisdom, glory to God, I wanted wisdom. I wanted to get wise. And so I began to read the Bible. I began to listen to men and women of God because I wanted wisdom. Amen? And I searched and searched and searched for wisdom, glory to God. When you look in Proverbs 10:13, glory to God, Proverbs 10:13 says, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. Oh, what a revelation that was when I saw that many, many years ago. It says, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. And if you think about it, that has to be true. If a person, you take the guys that build engines for the Formula Indianapolis 500 race car event. There's guys, they know everything about supercharged engines. They know, they build engines. I mean, they know everything about engines. Amen. Now that they have a tremendous understanding of every aspect of mechanical motors and engines. And because they truly understand engines, they have wisdom. And that's exactly what the Bible says. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. And I said, oh, I've been looking at it the wrong way. I was looking for wisdom, but to find wisdom, I got to find a person with understanding. If you go to one of those guys and talk to them about engines, they can give you great wisdom about engines. Why? Because they understand them thoroughly. They understand them forwards, backwards. You look at somebody like a Jim Cramer. He has tremendous understanding about the markets. And therefore, if you've ever read any of his books, wisdom oozes out of the book. Why? Because he has such a great understanding of the different elements of the markets and how they run. Amen. Going to Harvard Business School and then Goldman Sachs and then being his own hedge fund manager and then managing his own gigantic portfolio. The man understands different asset classes. He understands equities back and forwards, front and back. He lives, dreams, thinks about nothing but equities. Equities are stocks. That's another word for stocks, bonds, etc. Okay. Stocks. Glory to God. Okay. Now, that because he has such a profound understanding, wisdom in that area, wisdom just oozes out of him. Amen. Glory to God. And so I said, okay, so if I want to find wisdom, I need to find people who have an understanding. And so then my search changed when I wanted different subjects. I wanted to find the person who had thorough understanding of what it was I was looking for. And then from that person, I could ask them questions or listen to them very hard. And without them even knowing it, they'll drop a gem. They'll drop some wisdom on me. Amen. Or else I could ask them a question, and in responding, wisdom. They give me great wisdom in that area. And how can they do that? Because they have great understanding. How can someone who understands nothing give you wisdom? You're going to ask them about something. They don't even understand the fundamentals of it. How are they going to give you wisdom? There's no way wisdom is going to come out of a fool. Amen? Glory to God. But someone who has a deep understanding of an area, look at Proverbs 10:23. It says about the same thing. Proverbs 10:23 says, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Who has wisdom? A man of understanding. A man of understanding, what is it he understands? He understands that there is a God and that God rules in the affairs of men. The knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. That should be the first thing you teach people. You teach them godly morality, and then they can learn academic stuff. But a man who's all academics and has no morals, look out for him. Look out for him, because he's going to be so bright, he's going to know how to do tremendous damage. But because he has no morals, he doesn't know he's doing damage. He does all kinds of terrible, ungodly things. Amen? Glory to God. The Bible says you have to teach kids, starting from children. You have to teach them about God first. You have to make moral creatures out of them. And then you can turn them loose in this world. Because no matter what they do, if they know there's a God in heaven, look, the Bible says by fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So they won't enter into evil because they have understanding. What understanding? They understand that there's a God. Look, I'm right up against a commercial. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're looking at wisdom and understanding and what it can do in your life, and what God's counsel says about it. Amen. And we're down to Proverbs 11:12. And in 11:12, it says, "He that is void means none, absolutely none. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace." You got understanding? Then you understand that God created all men out of one blood. Person void of understanding? Oh, they hate another person. Oh, I don't like that person. They're Chinese. Or I don't like that person. They're Indian. Amen? The Bible says if you're void of understanding, if you don't know God's principles, God's way, God's counsel, God's word, if you're void of understanding, you despise your neighbor. But if you've got understanding and wisdom, the Bible says you hold your peace. Amen? What that mean? Wisdom and understanding will guide you in the way you should act. Amen? Your outlook, how you look at other people. It'll tell you the truth. Amen? Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 13:15, it says, you remember we read those scriptures that said wisdom was the principal thing. Get wisdom, get knowledge. And then here in Proverbs 13:15, it says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. The Bible says good understanding giveth favor. How many times have you heard somebody on TV or the radio, and they say, "Mr. So-and-so, what do you think about such and such?" Good understanding giveth favor. If the person has good understanding of the subject matter, that gives them, you because they have good understanding, they gain favor in your eyes. What do you say? That person really knows what they're talking about. There are some people that you can listen to them talk, and you know they're educated. You know they're deep thinkers. You know they got it. Amen? And then you can look at somebody else and just shake your head and say they shouldn't even let them come on the air. They don't know. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. Why? Because the Bible says good understanding giveth favor. Amen? And you want favor, glory to God, and so you want good understanding. And good understanding tells you to treat men like you want to be treated. Amen? Good understanding says you're going to reap what you sow. Amen? And so you're going to be careful what you sow. You got good understanding. Amen? And then in Proverbs 14:29, the word of God says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Why is that? Because he knows there's a spirit of strife. There's a spirit of contention. There's a spirit of anger. There's a spirit of jealousy. There's a spirit of envy. And you let yourself get angry, you attract these spirits to yourself. And when they come on the scene, they're destroyers, amen? But because you have great understanding, glory to God, you're slow to wrath because you know I'm not going to draw those evil things to me by me getting angry. They're attracted to a person who's exhibiting them. A person that's in the throes of anger attracts those spirits of anger. And God hasn't given us a spirit of anger. Amen? Glory to God. We're to rebuke that thing. Amen? And we certainly don't want to have it draw to us. And so we're slow to wrath. Why? Because we have great understanding. We know the game, amen? Glory to God. And then in Proverbs 14:33, it says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. Where is wisdom? It resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. And another scripture, it says, with the lowly is wisdom. Amen. You humble yourself and you stay calm. You stay calm. Why? Because you have understanding. You understand that. Haven't you ever, remember when in years gone by, somebody would get angry, and what would they say? They would say, I got angry and I just lost my mind. Well, that tells you right there. Amen. You lost your mind. Amen. You know you don't want to get angry. You know you want to get upset. Why? Because you lose your mind and you do things that is self-destroying. You destroy yourself. Amen. Glory to God. In Proverbs 15:21, it says, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. A man of understanding walketh uprightly. He understands that there is a God that rules this world. He understands that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. He understands, glory to God, that, glory to God, that by getting saved, he saves himself from an eternity of being in the lake of fire. Amen? Glory to God. And because he understands that sin, that the wages of sin is death, and sin opens up a door for the enemy to attack you, he walks uprightly. And that's what this scripture says. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Because he walks uprightly because he knows the penalty for not walking uprightly. He knows how his life can be destroyed by one, you can say the wrong word at the wrong time. Amen. And almost destroy a lifetime of having a good reputation. You can really mess yourself up by saying the wrong thing at an inappropriate time. Amen. But a man of understanding walks uprightly. He wants to walk uprightly. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Such great wisdom in the Word of God. Such great wisdom in the Word of God. How do we get wisdom? In Proverbs 15:32, it says, he that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth wisdom. He that getteth reproof. Where you hear reproof at? Oh, beloved, you need to listen to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will reprove you. You need to listen to your mate. You need to listen to your teachers. You need to go to the house of God and listen to your pastors and your elders and your leaders. Amen? Why? Because you read the Word of God, and it says, he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Now, that means two things. It says, he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Hear means you hear with your ear. You hear the sounds that come and the advice that they're giving you. But also hear means you hear past what they're giving you. You hear their heart. You hear what's said, but you also hear what's not said. You hear that they want to correct you because they love you and they want to see you succeed. And they're not trying to put you down. Now, you don't want to hear your enemy. Amen. But you want to hear your loved ones because they love you. And you got to be strong. Like my wife, she has to put up with me talking to her. But she's so strong. When I say something to her, it amazes me. She takes it. But she learns. Amen. And this is what this means. He that heareth reproof, what? Getteth understanding. How are you going to? You're trying to fix a carburetor, and the master mechanic says, turn that one more quarter. I ain't listening to you. Now, how are you going to learn how to fix the carburetor? You ain't going to listen to him? He's a master mechanic. I ain't got to listen to you. Well, you're not going to learn how to be a master mechanic then, like him. Why? Because you won't listen to reproof. You won't listen to instructions. Amen? You've got to, the Bible says, before honor is humility. Before honor is humility. You want to be honored. You want to make it. You want accolades. You want success. You want anything you name. You got to learn it. Glory to God. You got to learn it, even from God. He can download it to you, but if you're not humble, he won't download it to you. But when you're dealing with men, you got to listen. You got to open up your eyes, and you got to watch, and then you got to hear the words that they say, and then you got to hear the words behind what they say that they're not saying. Amen? You got to pick up on cues. You got to pick up on inflections. You got to pick up on facial expressions. You got to pick up on body language, because you do speak without speaking. Before you speak with your mouth, you speak four or five other ways. Your presence speaks four or five other ways. Amen. Glory to God. Before you open up your mouth and start speaking, all those things you pick up on. And when you pick up on that, you humble yourself. The Bible says before honor is humility. Do you want wisdom? The Bible says he that walks with wise men shall be wise. How are you going to walk with them? You get there and you fussing them out. They ain't going to say a word to you. And if they don't say nothing to you, how is wisdom going to be? How are you going to receive a word of knowledge? How are you going to receive a word of wisdom? How is anyone going to speak into your life? How is prophecy going to come forth to you? Amen. You won't humble yourself. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Bible says before honor is humility. You have to hear. The Bible says wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And all thy getting, get knowledge. You know, when I was young, I would think when I read this, I wouldn't say it with my mouth because I didn't want nobody to hear me. But when people would say wisdom is more important, is better than rubies, and I wouldn't say it, but in my mind I'd be thinking, okay, I don't dispute that, but give me the rubies, because I'm young, I need money, I got bills, give me the rubies. I mean, it's wonderful to have wisdom and all that, but I need money right now. I'm starting off in life and I'm trying to make it. Give me the money. But beloved, you know it yourself. If you've got wisdom and understanding of something, you'll make the money. The money will come. If you got wisdom and know how to cook, you got wisdom in cooking, you could be a master. You know how much some of them chefs make, executive chefs at them restaurants? They make $200,000-$400,000 just for cooking, because they know how to, but they don't cook like you and I. Their food is absolutely delicious. Their food, I went in the kitchen. My wife told me, I don't want you that. You don't go in there. We ain't talking about my kitchen. We're talking about an executive chef. Amen? They have knowledge. They have wisdom. And they can make that thing so delicious. Amen? The Bible says get wisdom. Because if you get wisdom, you can make money. I've often said we don't have a crime problem. We have a wisdom problem. Because the guy don't know what else to do, so they go out and rob somebody. But if they had wisdom, I've heard them say it. I've been in the jail, and I've heard the boys in jail say, Chaplain, I wish I could do something else, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do. I can't. I'll never be the CEO of Amazon or General Motors. I don't know them things. Only thing I know how to do is hustle. Amen. We don't have a and why is that? You go in the schools. I'm telling you what I know. They're graduating people who cannot read and write. The computer and the cell phone does everything. The keyboard is already there. They got spell check. They got things. You start to type it, and the rest of the sentence pops up, and you just touch that, and it completes the sentence for you. Now on the SATs, they no longer require a person to write any kind of a paper. And where we used to in the old days do term papers, kids no longer, they don't know what a term paper is. Amen? They're graduating people who can't read and write. I mean, they can read the phone, but to really write a term paper on their own and then do it in cursive, they're impossible. Amen?
Glory to God. So how could whoa, no void of wisdom. And what happens to the person without wisdom and knowledge, and then they're not brought up in morals? Shipwreck life. Listen, I'm already out of time. How that half an hour flew. God bless you. Principal thing, get wisdom. The Bible has the answers. I'm Pastor Williams. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.